Even in an atmosphere where accusations of fake news are being thrown out by everyone, including the President of the United States, it appears we really do trust the news sources we choose for ourselves.
We trust everything that we see and read. We trust every tweet. We trust every Facebook post. We believe it with all of our hearts. We trust every GIF, everything that's on Reddit. Yes.
Jane Daugherty is the Information Literacy Instruction Coordinator and the STEM Librarian at the University of West Florida. She has conducted some seminars at UWF to help students understand the biases they may have built into their media consumption.
That just means that we only allow things in our bubble and we really just believe things that agree with us and that make us feel good.
At her seminars, Daugherty presents students with several pieces of media and asks them to consider their origins.
Asking them what they know about the author, what they know about the publication, and in reading it, why someone might want to write that.
During these exercises, the media articles that students are asked to look into contain various amounts of truth and fiction being passed off as truth. Daugherty says younger students who have grown up with digital media have an easier time questioning the news than older adults who grew up reading print.
Because our local newspaper told us things that we needed to know and that turned out to be mostly accurate. And so why wouldn't the same kind of media, something that looks like that, not even necessarily the website for your local newspaper, which may or may not exist at this point, look at something and expect the kind of veracity, expect to be able to trust that information in just the same way. And that makes it very difficult.
And while she admits there is widespread misinformation being spread throughout the media for various purposes, she does not like the term fake news and thinks it's become akin to the boy who cried wolf.
It's definitely been a tool that's been used by a subset of newsmakers, and I think that it's lost its teeth at this point. I don't think it's hurting things as much as it could have were it deployed in a more serious context, but I don't think that many. This could be my cognitive bias, but it doesn't seem to be taken seriously as it was initially. It's just something that's dangled out there.
Looking ahead, Daugherty says the road will still be rocky for a while.
It's definitely going to get worse before it gets better. We are poised in a very interesting place, though, because I think that, like I said, it will get worse, and then it will get better because it has to. And there's another fallacy out there that, oh, back in the good old days, the newspapers reported only true things, and that's not true. The golden age of reporting and trying to tell the truth with what you reported has just been, like, the past 150 years or so. So we're just cycling back around to madness. So I can't predict where it's going to go. I think that you're going to have increasingly more control over what comes into you and what you ingest, and therefore you're able to build up that wall of the happy news that makes you feel good, and it doesn't matter whether or not it's true or accurate or helpful.
Jane Daugherty is the Information Literacy Instruction Coordinator and the STEM Librarian at the University of West Florida. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.